It is Parafan Breakfast with Abby and Riley for your Wednesday. Well, the 2022 winner of Big Brother Australia was announced in a live finale last night, with the lucky victor going home with $250,000. And boy, was it deserved. The winner joins us this morning. It's Reggie. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations. How are you feeling?
Oh, man, I still can't believe it happened. I'm in shock still. I don't know. I'm delirious as well. I haven't really slept.
I was going to say, it's a rough night for you. I assume you had a big night of celebrations and then up early doing constant interviews and things like that. You got a busy day ahead?
Oh, huge. It's massive. Yeah, so I'm going to need to go and get some soothers for my throat because my voice is already going and it's only early.
You're the first person on Australian Big Brother to have won the show twice. That must be just surreal.
It is. It is so surreal. I just, I can't believe that it's happened again. I did not think I was going to win it twice. I thought last night Johnson was going to win.
That's interesting. And were you expecting Taras to take you through? I suppose that's a big one. When you get down to that final four, for one person to hold all that power as to who goes through to the final three, were you expecting that from Taras?
Oh, not at all. No, because the night before I got rid of Alicia, I blindsided him. And that was a big move because I thought she would have come for me if I didn't get rid of her. So And Taras lost it, he really lost it with me. And the next night after the next day doing that huge challenge that we had to do, I was just I'm gone. My heart was already sunk. It was gone. And then Sonia was asking me questions and I'm like, Sonia, I'm not going through. I'm gone. Yeah, so... But I did put in Taras's head. I said, if you don't take me, Taras, to the end, I said, Australia's going to hate you. You're going to lose regardless. You're not going to win this. And
totally.
I said, but if you do take me, I said, they're going to love you.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to win it twice. And that really put that seed into his head. So, yeah, and it worked.
Yeah.
I've got to ask Reggie. Now, you won it previously. What was the main difference that you saw in this year's competition?
Oh, my goodness, it was just brutal. It was all that stretch chat crap, you know, it was just constant. Strat, and the challenges. So, gosh, my first Big Brother was a holiday. I just lay by the pool and had conversations and, didn't really get to do that this time around.
Yeah,
this time, you had to fight.
Yeah.
You had to fight for your spot in the house.
We definitely didn't see that in your season, and you kind of brought that up last night on the live finale, being that, you know, it starts off as this kind of an experiment, can these people live together? But it's totally, in the 21 years, it has evolved so much since that first season and what that was all about.
Yeah. It's definitely because early years it was the love of that whole social experiment.
Yeah.
And I mean, it still is, but... You don't get to see, you don't get to fall in love with the characters, you know, it was just so super fast and all strategic, yeah.
All right, so live finale last night, Sonia said your name, you've just won $250,000, the cameras go off. Reggie, what happened after that? What did you guys get up to? Can you give us a bit of an insider?
Oh, yeah, so straight after that I had to do photos and I think I did some interviews and then had a couple of drinks once they were packing up the stage and then all the housemates, we went to for drinks at this place. I forgot what it's booed.
Sounds like a good night already.
Anyway, yes, I went back, had a few drinks, had a dance, and then I came back to the hotel with Trev, big Trev. He goes, Reg, I'm going to take care of you and put you in an Uber and take you home.
Oh, we love big Trev. And I assume everyone's still really good friends. Like, I mean, you and Dave, you guys connected right from that first episode where he chucked you over his shoulder and ran you up the stairs. You've been close ever since. But everyone looks really close this season.
Yes, yeah. And we are. Like, we are. It's beautiful. Like, we are all really close. Yeah, it's so good, like, to go through that experience and come out. And I think a lot of the OGs, like, we gave a lot of advice to the newbies. And I think Dave really took that on board and appreciated all the help along the way.
Yeah. And I read that you were writing a book. You were thinking about writing a book 19 years ago. Now it's on the cards again. Are you writing it at the moment?
Oh, man, I'm going to hit the road, hit the ground running, hit the road. Oh, my goodness, hit the ground running. I've got to get this, like, out there. So
yeah.
I'm so glad that I procrastinated for 19 years and lots of stories to tell.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Hopefully you'll hit the road once your book takes off. That way you can go and tour and sell it. We knew exactly what you're talking about, Reggie. Now, what are your plans?
Oh,
what are your plans with this $250,000? What are you and the family going to get up to?
I'm going to use the money to hopefully as a deposit to try and, get a house. That's my main thing. And when I went back into Big Brother, it was a big decision to do, to leave the kids, and I thought, I've got to give this another crack. This is my only chance to try and make our lives a bit better.
Mm.
Love it. Well, Reggie, we love you. The 2022 winner of Big Brother Australia, Reggie, congratulations. Thank you for joining us this morning and enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy the high. Enjoy today.
Yeah. I know. I've got to soak it all in.
Yeah.
It still hasn't hit me. And I've got to just bloody make the most of this moment.
Yeah, totally. Make sure you pinch yourself a couple times and make it real. But thank you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I imagine you got a super busy schedule, so we really appreciate it. And massive
thank
congratulations.
You.
Well deserved.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.